Initialize sequence now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Video Freaks.
Hello, freaks!
Russian roulette is bareback sex with six chicks and one of them has AIDS.
Ooh, Hustler magazine. I finally get to see what a vagina looks like. Oh god! Oh my god!
You don't have to do any work. Walk in and sit down. Why do you call yourself stupid for 2 hours?
And any guest you can get on this show, you should consider a special guest.
I'm a horrible fucking human being. I'm seriously going to hell.
Ryan, why does everything you touch turn to garbage?
We're completely just fucking self-destructing. Welcome to the Radio Freaks, radiofreaks.tv. Brian and Tony back with you for another week of podcasting goodness.
Hi, everybody.
If you're tuning in to this week, you have a special treat. We have the very sexy Miss Allison Tyler joining us later on in the program. She is a tall drink of water with some big old boobies. So,
God, I've ever needed milk more.
I know.
Oh God.
She is perfect for me. She's exactly everything I look for in a woman.
Yes.
Big perfect. Natural boobies, and she's curvy and tall. And actually, I like my women shorter. That's the only thing that she doesn't have going for her. But.
Yes. She's perfect to stomp on your face with her high heels. I don't know why I assume you're into that, but
I'm not. So you actually assumed incorrectly.
I was trying to tap into something. I was wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, you were wrong? No. If you want to call the show tonight, you can do that, 951-373-2570. That's 951-FREAKS-0 to call the show. I'm sure we will have plenty to talk about this evening.
Yes.
Because for those of you that have been living underneath a rock for the last 24 hours... And there's plenty of other ways you could have found out, like the many, many people protesting in a lot of major cities right now. We have a new president, ladies and gentlemen. The new president-elect who will take office January 20th, 2017. And he will be sworn into office. And,
You sound disappointed.
Tony has requested that I play this. I'm not so much.
America, fuck yeah. Come out of here to see the motherfucking day, yeah. America, fuck yeah. Freedom is the only way, yeah. Terrorists, your game is through. Cause now you have to answer to America. Hello. Hello, Brian. Yes. I'm on scene. I'm on scene in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
At the protests. There's nobody outside here doing anything. Their protests are really just kind of, if a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it? Is my question.
I don't know. I can tell you that there's definitely protests going on here in Philadelphia.
Is there?
There's protests going on in New York City.
It's a good opportunity to Uber drive. You can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not going anywhere.
No, I'm not leaving.
An Uber or a taxi or anything else.
I'm scared for my life, really.
I'm not scared for my life. Look, this is what people don't realize.
Well, no, as a white male in America now, you're under attack.
Look. Something about a rock and a hard place.
Yes.
Honestly, I wouldn't have voted for either one of them. But this is the hand that we're dealt.
I'm going to be rock hard when Allison calls in, that's for sure.
You're going to be rock hard of what?
I said I'm going to be rock hard when Allison calls in, that's for sure.
And sadly, not because she's calling in, which is very bad.
I mean, how do you not talk about politics tonight? What do you do?
I would bet that if Allison was in the studio, you would grab her by the pussy.
Probably.
You basket.
I'd probably grab myself by the pussy.
You basket of deplorables.
Let's just do every buzzword they have.
Did you pop your Tic Tacs before the show?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. It's been a funny day. I've been laughing all day at everybody crying, everybody saying the democratic process didn't work. How could this have happened? It's almost like World War III happened. Like the end of the world is here for some people who supported Hillary and she lost. It's like, dude,
look.
You're here.
Here's how I look at this.
We're okay.
Here's how I look at this. I think that Obama was not a lot of people's choice, and we survived 8 years of Obama.
Which, he was my original choice back in, God, what year was that? I don't even remember. It feels like it's been so long.
2008? Or actually, that's when he ran for re-election, so it would be 2004.
Yeah. I was a dumb millennial back then. I'll admit. 8,
9, 10, 11, 12. No, it was 2008. Because in 2012 he got reelected, and then 2016 is the end of his term.
Yeah. Either way, I fell into it, and I voted for him.
I voted for him.
I don't hate him. He hasn't.
I think he did all right.
Yeah. He hasn't done anything that's made me upset really.
And I think that, you know, look, it is what it is. The man's not going anywhere. I think the worst thing that's going to come out of this, I think his presidency probably will not be terrible. I think that for the most part, the rich will get richer, the poor will get poorer, and the schmucks stuck in the middle will still be stuck in the middle. That having been said, I think that a lot of people are worried about the little things, which probably aren't going to come to fruition, I don't think.
We've been fine for how many years?
Exactly.
Your protesting is not going to change anything.
The thing that concerns me is this now opens up a Pandora's box. I understand that everybody was anti-establishment and we did not want somebody who was same old, same old. I get that. I'm all about that. For that reason, I probably would have voted Bernie Sanders. Probably. If given that option.
And by the way, Bernie would have wiped the floor.
Absolutely, he would
have. With Trump. Yes. He would have wiped the floor with him.
But what happened was is that in 2012, when Obama got reelected, the Democratic Party told Hillary, look, if you step aside and play nice, we will promise that we will put you in when Obama's done. And that's what happened. They fucked the entire, you know, Democratic process in the primaries and screwed Bernie over because they promised it to Hillary. And this is what we get. So.
We've built this. Everybody crying. Everybody sad. Everybody saying, how could this have happened? You created this.
Well, here's my biggest problem with this entire thing. And everybody cites the little things. But I think we need to think on a more global scale. This is my problem with the Trump presidency.
Okay, calm down. Let's hear it, you globalist.
In 2020, we're looking at people like Kanye running for president.
I get the joke.
No, it's not a joke. I'm dead serious. We have now opened a Pandora's box where reality TV show stars think that because Trump got elected and he had a reality TV show, that they can go ahead and run for president, and it's going to become a popularity contest.
That's great. That's great. Let's see Kanye run against Michelle Obama in 2020. Yeah. Landslide.
I don't think that Michelle
Landslide.
I don't think they'd put Michelle Obama up. I think they would probably put Cory Booker or somebody up against Donald Trump.
Either way.
Who knows? Maybe if they put Michelle Obama in, it probably would be a landslide.
Landslide. People love her. White old white dudes love her.
Yeah, but who knows if she really wants to do that? I bet you the party's probably telling her she really should by now.
True. She might be chilling by then and totally be out of it. And well, I mean, again, we'll see how bad these next 4 years will be.
Right.
As far as the comedians go, who are complaining about it, which, dude, let's be honest, SNL has 4 years of content to make fun of.
Oh, they are signing fucking Alec Baldwin to a contract right now.
Yeah.
And a hefty one, too.
And again, I mean, we don't have a comedian on tonight, which we usually do, but I mean, I'm sure they would all agree. Again, they're happy. This is brilliant for comedians. They have 4 years of content and material to work on.
Fallon's happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Colbert, despite the fact that he's irritated, is probably happy as far as content goes. Who knows? I don't know.
It's not the end of the world. We're all okay. We're still here. I've been laughing all day. And I'm not like a super Trump guy.
You're not.
I think about Trump.
Wait a second. Hold on. You're not a super Trump guy. At 2:01 a.m., I got a text message that said, "Yes, yes, Trump!" exclamation point. At 2:01 in the morning.
I was also very intoxicated at that
time. No! You? Intoxicated?
It's for me, it's a win for free speech. It's a win for the rhetoric that's been going on.
It's definitely a win for the anti-establishment, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For better or for worse.
I mean, who knows? Whatever happens. I mean, I'll take whatever side you want. As you know, he's definitely tried. He has in the past tried to silence people for saying bad things about him. But again, that was years ago.
I'm sure it's probably going to be the same now. Who knows?
I don't. Everybody saying that it's the end of the world is silly. And their children. And, well, if you look right now, I mean, there's marches and protests on Trump Tower in Chicago, New York. There's protests in Seattle. What are they? Have they not learned yet?
Hell, I think even if they ran Joe Biden, they probably would have beaten Trump.
Oh, Joe Biden would have beat Trump in a landslide. Guaranteed.
There's a GIF floating around.
Even though he's creepy as fuck. Be honest.
There's a GIF floating around from ABC News, or somebody had made it out of ABC News's footage of Obama addressing the Trump victory from the White House, and it's somebody captioned it, "Obama, Trump is our next president," and then you see Biden making the sign of the cross. it's just funny. And the person goes, I don't know what it is, but I just can't hate Uncle Joe. That's one thing both sides agree on. Everybody loves Joe Biden. It's amazing.
He is a creep, though. I mean, he's done some really weird shit.
Yeah.
Kissing those girls and women and rubbing their shoulders and photo ops. We all know.
As opposed to grabbing their pussies.
Well, no, I'd be direct. Women like that.
Apparently. So...
Well, the American people have spoken. It is what it is. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
Fear in the chat room.
Hey, Fear.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I just...
Is that what he said? I guarantee that's not what he said.
No, he just said cunts and pekkas is really all he said.
Oh, it's really, we're really offering some great stuff for the show. That's enormous.
That's why I let it go. And then you were like, what did he say? Okay, I'll tell you.
I can almost guarantee I know his stance.
I would hazard a guess to say I do too. But so that happened.
You know what I'm really excited about?
What's that?
Saturday Night Live this weekend. Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Tribe Called Quest.
How about that?
It's probably going to be the most ratings SNL's gotten in a very long time with the election.
Well,
their cold opens from the debate coverage skits have been hilarious with Alec Baldwin and whoever, whatever
he is. Kate McKinnon.
Yes. But again, Dave Chappelle's not done a TV appearance, let alone a skit show, in how many years? I mean, and he's doing SNL this weekend after the election. It's going to be fucking ratings central.
Yeah, between after election people wanting to see what SNL is going to do and the fact that Dave's going to be on it and the fact that Tribe Called Quest is going to be on there with Dave is going to be instant ratings for them.
What year is this? I've been saying that. Like, what?
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
It's kind of surreal.
A little bit.
We've been having a debate kind of with my friends that I hang out with at the bar, which are great friends. Do you think they're going to do, they have to do at least one like Dave Chappelle-esque kind of Chappelle show skit? Tyrone Biggums, Black White Supremacist.
Nope, won't do any of it.
You don't think they will?
Nope, absolutely not. You know why? I don't believe they will do any of it, and here's the reason why. Is because that all of that content is probably owned by Comedy Central, and NBC can't touch it.
Interesting.
Think about it. SiriusXM owns all the intellectual content of all the shows that are on it.
See, but I feel like they...
Here's why I believe that. Colbert tried to do a bit from his old show on his new show, and the lawyers called up instantly.
See, but I feel like Lorne Michaels has enough pull, especially in the comedy world, that they could probably pull it. They could probably get it done. You know what I mean? He's got a lot of pull. He's a biggie.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's got that kind of pull.
I mean, are you kidding? Bring Charlie Murphy back? He's not doing anything. And do like a Prince or Rick James and something with the election? Come on. Ratings galore.
I think it's going to be that they're going to utilize Dave in some funny way, but it's not going to have anything to do with Dave Chappelle's show. I don't think so. I just don't see it.
I think they're really missing. If they don't, they're really missing an opportunity to capitalize. Because, again, they could get it done.
Fear in the chat room says they might be able to squeak out a one-liner. I would agree with Fear. They might be able to squeak out a one-liner, but that would really be about it. Like, it's Rick, I'm Rick James, bitch, or something like that. Yeah, yeah, exactly what
I don't think he would even, I don't think he'd be even okay with doing that, because he was very vocal about how much he hated being, like, stopped to say, like, that shit.
Yeah,
and there were so many good skits he did, political wise. I mean, when he was the black first president. Who said something about all of it? Did you cook him? You know, I mean, he's done so much.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited. I'm gonna watch.
Oh, I definitely will watch. I DVR SNL. So
I rescheduled the Anticast. Anticast live on Twitter, just so we could watch it.
Your signal is really becoming shitty. I don't know if
I apologize. I haven't moved from where I'm sitting.
You're getting digitally interrupted.
Well, you're welcome, listeners.
They'd alter bitch to hoe, and all is good, according to lawyers. Maybe. They'd say I'm Rick James Ho or something like that. I don't know. You can say bitch on TV, but I don't... Oh, you're talking about to get around that. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, are they... Will they bring Brewer back? Maybe do a half-baked skit? There's a lot of options they can do.
Yeah.
Because they always kind of stay true to, like when Louis was on, they kind of did a Louis-esque skit when he was in the bar. You know what I mean? They always kind of stay true to what the host has done.
Right.
So who knows?
I could definitely see them bringing back Brewer and doing a half-baked bit. But
again, or Charlie Murphy doing real Hollywood, or what was he? Whatever he did. Rick James, like, it's fucking brilliant.
Right.
Charlie Murphy's needs, you know, he needs some work, I'm sure.
Who knows? It'd be interesting to see.
I am just guessing biggest ratings SNL has had for, I don't know, a while.
I would agree.
And like you said, Alec Baldwin has a 4-year contract now.
Oh, he has to. Has to.
Because those cold open debate skits have killed. Even though, but that's the great thing about his Trump character is that it's so ridiculous and bad that everybody likes it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to be the face of Trump for the next 4 years, I would imagine. Unless something drastic happens.
Like him getting assassinated. Which, if you look on Twitter, that's what a lot of people are calling for.
It's a scary time we live in. It's a definitely scary time.
It's okay.
I only say scary time because, I mean, like, race tensions in this country are at an all-time high.
And it's Obama's fault.
No, it's not Obama's fault. And I don't know. I don't see this helping matters much. That's all.
They'll protest, they'll riot, they'll do whatever, and it'll go away.
It's not
everybody go back to their.
It's not Trump's fault, but I don't know. I don't know.
Who'd you vote for?
The candidate that I chose. Yes.
Hillary, gotcha. All right. You heard it here first, folks. Brian from the radio producer voted for Hillary. All right. He's alienating all of our listeners.
That's what you say. Could have been Gary Johnson.
Yeah. Or that Jill 2%, Stein. That 1% he got in Pennsylvania, yeah. That was you.
He got 3% of the vote nationwide.
Ooh. Big star.
See, that's the other thing that's wrong with this country. Everybody says anti-establishment, but nobody wants to vote third party. It should have been that Gary Johnson should have probably been our next president.
Are you kidding me?
Well, here's why I'm saying that. Or somebody else, if they wrote Bernie in or something like that. Because if everybody was truly as anti-establishment as they claim they are, then they would have not voted for either party, and they would have put up a third party.
Yeah, but it's been proven, like, years that third party means nothing. Look at this vote. It was 1%. 2%. What? That's who you voted for?
Huh?
That's who you voted for, Gary?
No. No, I didn't vote for Gary Johnson. I'm just saying.
So you voted for Hillary?
I'm not telling you. It's irrelevant. It really is irrelevant.
It's kind of relevant.
How is it relevant?
You may have swayed. I mean, you're in a swing state, you know.
I am in a swing state.
Swayed everything.
I didn't sway shit.
It could be your fault, really.
The other thing that we got out of the election, not directly related to us per se, but related to a lot of guests that we have on the show, was the Prop 60 vote in California.
Ah, yes, which we're big proponents of, which I'm happy. Passed or failed? I can't remember. We wanted it to fail, right? Fail. Yes.
Way to pay attention.
No Prop 60. I know that.
Way to pay attention. Los Angeles voted yes on Prop 60. By about 60,000 votes, it passed in Los Angeles. Riverside won by 20,000 votes. San Bernardino won by, like, I don't know, 111 votes. But Orange County, San Diego County, Santa Clara, Alameda, Sacramento, Contra Costa, and San Diego all voted no. So it was 53.9% against and 46.1% for. So it did not pass.
Well, that's good. I mean, who really wants to see condoms in porn? Do you?
So, not particularly, no. I think it should be the choice of the performers.
Yeah, I understand the safety, blah, 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 on the other side, I get it. But every time I see one, I'm like, ugh. This is like my real life, and the reason I'm watching porn is to get away from my real life sexual shit. Yeah. What?
So, it's just, it is what it is. It didn't pass, and again, I would much rather see that it, you know, the people that are in it choose for themselves whether they want to wear a condom or not. So anyway, so that didn't pass. That's good. We'll ask Allison Tyler later when she comes on the show what she thinks of that. I'm sure she's happy. I'm sure a lot of our friends are happy. Also, this past weekend was Exotica. And I saw a bunch of our old pals up there.
How was that?
It was good. Very good. I walking around and seeing a bunch of our friends and setting up some new interviews and stuff like that. So, good stuff. Good stuff.
See, tits. What?
Yeah. Well, there's always, you know, tits and stuff up there. But it was a fun time. I saw Dillian Harper. I saw Misty Stone. I saw Rebel Lynn. I got to meet her for the first time. Saw Kiss of Sins and her husband, Johnny. Kelly Provocateur was there. Who else did I run into? Phoenix Marie, who hasn't been on our show in a little while.
The whole gang, really.
The whole gang. Yeah, a lot of them were over there.
Radio Freaks alumni.
It's good to see them over there. And, you know, talked to a few people about possibly getting... James Barthelet I saw over there. So
yeah, wasn't he dressed up as Hillary Clinton?
Wasn't he dressed up as Hillary Clinton? No, not that I saw. Why? What did you see?
I swear I saw... I think Lainey reposted it. A picture of him. I don't know. Maybe you weren't there that day, but I think he had a Hillary costume on.
So I was there Friday night, and I was there Sunday. I was not able to make it on Saturday because I had a wedding to go to. But let's see.
I could be wrong, but I believe I saw Lainey retweet something.
I'm looking.
Let's see. Our pal Big A was there.
I heard. I did not get a chance to see the Big A on Saturday. But
how could you miss him?
Because I was at a wedding, and he was there, but I was at a wedding, so...
Then again, looking at him now, he's probably hiding behind a little pole.
Littler A.
Yeah, Jesus.
He is looking rather spelt lately.
I know.
Which is good for him.
It's like, dude, don't you know you got a brand to uphold, right? if you're not Big A anymore, what are you?
Most importantly, he's got a health to uphold. That's the main thing there.
True.
So, I'd be more worried about that.
Also, share your secrets with us.
So, Mo the Monster Johnson up there with his fur coat and his fur hat.
Love Mo. He was great on our show.
Yes. Really good guy. Let's see. Oh, yes. Vote James Barthelet or Hillary.
It is. See?
You were absolutely right.
Yeah, he had the wig on. Yeah.
Yes. That is fucking scary. Oof. Sorry, James, but oof.
Well, is James scary dressed up as Hillary, or is Hilly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it the fact that he's dressed up as Hillary, or is it just the fact that it's Hillary?
I think it's the fact that he's cross-dressing. Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to see who you voted for.
Yeah, I know. It's not happening.
Damn it.
I did have a very good time with my new pal, Tori Lane, who is... honestly, I told her I fanboyed out a little bit because I really enjoy her work a lot.
As you tend to do with a lot of the adult film stars. You really are very calm with the comedians, which is weird.
I don't fanboy out with the porn stars very often.
Liar, whore, you know it.
I don't. I really don't.
You do.
Once in a while, I will. And I admit that. But,
and I don't think it's fanboying. I think it's... You're nervous because you kind of have a crush on some of these gals.
Not as many as you would think. I really don't.
Like I said, not as many as you would think. Just some.
You're being very honest. Come on. Yeah. How can you not have a little thing for some of them?
I mean, shit. I'm secretly in love with Mia Vallis now. She fucking totally broke my fucking psyche.
I saw Mary Carey over there. Famous, speaking of politics, she made a run for politics.
I thought you meant Harry Carey, Cubs.
No, I did not see Harry Carey. I did not see Harry Carey or Will Ferrell playing Harry Carey.
Any political stuff at the Exotica? Any?
No. Why do you keep going back to politics?
It's what's hot in the streets right now, dog.
What's hot?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm asking questions for once. I'm getting involved, cocksucker.
It's what's hot in the streets right now. Alrighty then. Oof.
Did you get any sounders? Any interviews?
We got some new sounders. I have not yet cut them up.
Any big names? Any?
I mean, I could play some of them. We could see how they sound. I haven't cut any of them up yet.
Let's hear them. I'd love to hear some hot chicks praising our show.
It's
one of my favorite things. I wish I would have went to Exotica with you. I would have made an ass of myself. Ring the bell again. Maybe next year. Do you think I don't know if you want me to go with you. I'd probably embarrass you. Radio host,
publicist. Why is it so low?
Yeah, what is that? Do you think I would embarrass you at Exotica?
Probably a little bit. Oh, holy shit. So, I don't know what I can't remember this girl's name. I'm going to have to look it up in the pictures. But she's a... she's a penthouse pet, so maybe I could look it up that way.
See, I knew I was getting somewhere. Something happened. I know that.
Holy shit. So, you know how if you watch Family Guy or some other, or even Miss Swan from Mad TV. Are you familiar with Miss Swan from Mad TV?
Yeah.
So, she's played by the same woman that plays Lois Griffin. And,
You look like a man. Yeah.
Alex Borstein. And she, this penthouse pet is being repped by James Barthelet. And this girl was Asian. There's been Asian penthouse pets before, but this girl. All right.
Don't be offensive, dude.
I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be. This girl opened her mouth. And she sounded like Miss Swan. I'm going to play what Miss Swan sounds like so that you can compare and contrast. I actually cannot play this very much louder than it already is, because for some reason, I don't know, they came out really quiet. I have to boost the audio on them. But let's see. Ms. Swan. Mad TV. I'll do this.
You may have to skip.
Yeah.
Forward.
There we go. Ma'am, I'm sorry, we're closed. Ma'am, we're already closed.
Hi.
Bye.
I got something inside.
You have something inside here?
Yes, on the east side, they're mine.
Something you left something? All right, hold on. You wait right here. I'm gonna go to the lost and found. I'll get you something. What did you lose?
A candy.
You lost candy.
Yeah, I need a candy.
Oh, you need some candy. You want to buy some candy? All right, fine. Listen, if you can do this quickly, I'll allow it. I was about to close, but do you know what you want?
Oh, yeah, I know everything. I know what I want, yeah.
Okay, great. What?
But.
What do you want?
Candy.
I know, but what kind? Do you want, do you want chocolate? Do you like chocolate?
I don't know.
You've never had chocolate?
Oh, no.
Here you go. Here's a little sample.
Okay. Yeah, I know chocolate, but we call it cacao.
So that's Miss Swan from Mad TV. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this because it is just really, really quiet. I haven't had a chance to boost these, but holy shit. Sounds like I'm making... Miss Swan sounds like she's making fun of Asians. This woman sounds like a caricature, and I swear to God, this is her real voice. I don't know if you can hear it. No, it's too quiet. She's did you hear it?
No, I heard it.
She said the Lady of Freaks.
Yes, the Lady of Freaks. They look like a man. Yes.
The Lady of Freaks.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
I wonder if I open up another. Let me see if I open up another instance of Audition. If it will. Oh, it did open up another one of Audition. Let me see if I. I feel like such a scumbag. Oh,
you love the Radio Free.
I feel like such a scumbag, but I need to play this so people can actually hear it.
Well, we are scumbags.
We are scumbags. We really are scumbags. Let's see. That's the one. Is that the one? No. Yeah, this is not going to make me feel very good about myself.
This is why you need Audacity to amplify.
Let's see. Yeah. So let's see if you can hear it now. No, I'm still gonna have to boost this some more. Let's see. So I know that this is exciting radio. I should have had this done already. Yeah.
Yes. Fuck. You should have.
But you asked me about it, so here we go.
You're looking like a man. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, this is Penta Haspet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
Jesus Christ. Oh shit.
Hi, this is Penta Haspet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
The Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
It reminds me of the Iron Sheik. The Opium and Anthony. You know, see the Opium and the Anthony show? Oh shit, we're awful. Yeah. But hey, at least you got some sounders. Shit.
I did.
We shouldn't be shitting on somebody who did a sounder for us.
I absolutely agree. And I feel terrible.
Do you?
Hi, this is Penta Haspet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
Tell me now, Sheik, lose the belt to Hulk Hogan.
Oh boy.
I said if Hulk Hogan can beat me, he can have my gold medal and he can my belt. Otherwise, I'm going to break the Hulk Hogan leg. I take the belt to a different company for $100,000. But the hand feed me, I don't buy that hand. My average is $10,000 to $15,000 a week in New York with the WWF.
Did you lose to Hulk Hogan?
I'm sorry?
Did Hulk Hogan beat you?
He beat me, but for $1 million. Money talk.
Money talks.
That's it. Otherwise, I'll break his left back. And Kennedy McMahon said, Sheik, put him over. I know he's not your class. He's a bodybuilder. The guy used the Jews. Testosterone. He's not my class. And then I lost my belt for $1 million.
Hi, this is Penta Haspet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
To that Hollywood blonde jabroni faggot, Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, go fuck yourself.
Hi,
you can't even.
This is Penta Haspet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
Suck my 10-inch cock.
Oh, shit. I swear to God, that was not planned.
it's spot on, though. What did you? Oh,
fear in the chat room said, "Jesus Christ, that's not even subtle, man."
Yeah, we're gonna lose. We might be a little slow on guests next few weeks. Just so you know. Oh,
God. Hi, this is Penta Haspet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
Fuck yourself!
I'm absolutely crying over here. Oh shit! I am. Oh, God. But Exotica was fun, right? You had a lot of good.
Exotica was a blast.
Oh shit!
Oh holy shit! Oh man.
I'm crying. It's like hilarious that I'm absolutely crying over here. It's never more made sense.
Hi, this is Penthouse Pet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
You can't even suck my tennis cock.
Oh, we're not that show. Oh my god. So funny.
I want to play it and then play a clip from wherever we left off with the Iron Sheik, and it's just going to work.
Right? That's what I said. Holy shit.
Hi, this is Penthouse Pet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
Wow!
Relax, give him the inhaler.
That's fantastic. And how about his wife? His wife
is... His wife, she's a gold digger. But before that, she was good lady, very nice lady. No.
Now she fucked the pool boy.
Oh, man.
But wait, let's get back.
That bitch, she's a fucking gold digger.
So let's see if we can back that up.
Hi, this is Penthouse Pet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
She's a fucking gold digger.
Wait, what does she say about America? She says something about America, like America is the greatest country or something in the beginning.
Oh, this isn't that one.
No, I'm saying, what does she say? It sounds like she's saying something America. America is the greatest thing. Play it again.
Hi, this is Penthouse Pet, Marika Hase, and you are listening.
Yeah, that's her name. America.
That's her name, Marika Hase.
Oh, okay. It sounds like America.
Yeah, no, that's
America, greatest country in the world. Fuck ass, make humble. That's literally where I got that from. That's her name. Oh, I feel bad.
I know.
Do I feel bad? Can we please? Let's keep doing this for how much? 10 more minutes? I'm crying.
Hi, this is Penthouse Pet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
I wish I could fuck that bitch.
Oh my god. It's perfect in every way. She's probably a nice lady too.
Fear in the chat room. I humble him with my 10-inch cock. Jesus Christ, is not even subtle. To the Lidio Fleeks. Think we can book Yoko Ono next week? Maybe get her to do some liners. Does she say Lidio Flakes? No, Lidio Fleeks.
Yeah, the Radio Fleeks is on fleek.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. God damn it. Trump won. It's not really helping our cause, right? And everyone's saying that the president of the United States is racist and shit.
No.
Making fun of an Asian.
I know. It's terrible.
No, it's hilarious. That's what's great about it. The PC world is over. Holy shit. I can't breathe. Hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe.
Whew. All country way, make him humble. Suplex him, put him in the camel clutch, break his back, and then fuck his ass, make him humble to even respect the orange.
Hi, this is Penthouse Pet, Marika Hase, and you are listening to the Radio Flix at radioflix.tv.
Because she needed 10, 11 cock to fuck her fucking bitch pussy.
Why are we laughing so hard? It's just too perfect.
I know we should stop. But
no, the best part about it is, I know you have more Sounders, but we can't get away from this one.
No, this was the best one I got all day. This was the best one I got all day.
Well, because the other ones are like, hey, listen to the Radio Freaks and Radio Freaks and TV.
They were serious ones, yeah. Except for Tory Lane. Tory Lane kind of went a little apeshit, and she put a bunch of shit together, but it was like funny shit. It wasn't like... It was all stuff you would expect her to say. It wasn't like that kind of shit. Let me hang on a minute. Let me save this so I don't lose this.
Oh, please, God, don't. Never in my wildest dreams would I think I could make that comparison to anything, but it just made so much sense.
Oh, shit. Exotica. So yeah, Exotica was fun.
It sounds like it was a blast. But you saw No Fate, you saw...
I didn't see No Fate. No Fate wasn't there. That picture I posted was an old picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was from 1 year when we did broadcast live from there.
Oh, my God.
That was Fuck. Fun. So I saved that one. Let's see. Let me go back out here and see if I can get these other ones in here. Again, I don't know which one this is here. So, yeah. But if you're in the area, I highly recommend it. You can go to exotica.com, and they're going to have all their new shows up there shortly. So you should definitely go and check that out. And if you haven't been before, it's a really, really, really fun time. I highly recommend it. It's something that it's not for everybody, but it's not nearly as bad as you think it's probably going to be. So... don't be pretentious and, oh, it's porn stars. Just go check it out. Let's see who this one is.
Okay.
You stumped her.
I'm so tired.
She's like, wait a minute. It's early. I can't wrap my mind around
4 hours of
sleep. I was like, process it. Think.
You got an extra hour of sleep last night, Kissa. Come on.
I went to sleep at 6
a.m. Oh, it's Kiss of Sins.
Feature dance yesterday. Okay, ready? Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Kiss of Sins.
And this is Johnny Sins.
And you're listening to The Radio Freaks. I knew you were going to do that. It's The Radio Freaks. See the
Okay, now we got it.
Okay. He went to sleep at a normal time, okay? Okay, ready? What's up, everyone? This is Kiss of Sins.
And this is Johnny Sins.
And you're listening to
The Radio Freaks at radiofreaks.tv.
They did a cute little couples one for us.
Oh, they sound nice. Adorable.
Let's see. Who was this one? Let's see. Our pal Rich Woods has spoken there before on successful swinging relationships and things of that nature. So, it's a good place to learn.
By the way, I look really weird. I'm not home right now, but everyone's looking at me really strange at the bar for doing the show.
All right.
Hi, this is Kelly Provocateur, and you're listening to the Radio Freaks at radiofreaks.tv. Awesome. I can
edit. All right, so that was Kelly Provocateur.
Can we just say she's an amazing lady.
Amazing specimen of a woman.
Yes, but I'm terrified of her.
You're terrified? She's got a lot of muscles, man. She's gonna fuck you up. You mess with her.
She's very intimidating.
She's a sweetheart in person. I met her. She was very nice.
Oh no, I'm sure she is. I'm saying, like, I'm like, fuck.
Hey, my rebellions. This is Rebel Lynn, and you're listening to Ready. Oh, let me redo that.
I love hearing
my little rebels. This is Rebel Lynn, and you're listening to Radio Freaks at radiofreaks.com.
No!
Oh. Let me redo that. I said
Hold on, wait. You're like, calm. You should have been nicer.
Do I say line or script too? All right.
Yeah, she is.
Hey,
really
Rebels. This is Rebel Lynn, and you're really listening to the Radio Freaks at RadioFreaks.tv.
Awesome. Thank you. She's dude. That's why she's so fucking famous in the adult world. She looks the part. She is the part. You know what I mean?
She's adorable. Absolutely adorable.
Like she's just hearing you go, oh no, it's not .com. It's .tv. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, you're just the cutest little thing. And she's filthy.
Let's see and who this one is.
I guess she'll put her fucking foot in your fucking mouth.
Oh yeah.
Hi, this is your favorite big booty, and you're listening to the Radio Freaks at Radio Freaks at. Hi, this is your favorite big booty, Alexis Texas, and you're listening to the Radio Freaks at RadioFreaks.tv.
Alexis Texas checking in.
Yeah.
We had her now, a few weeks back.
How many creeps were walking around there?
So, there...
Like, Bobo types? How many, you know what I mean? Like, how many weirdos?
I'm not going to say there weren't a few, but, I mean, they were pretty calm for the most part.
Well, hello, hello. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you're listening to the Radio Freaks at RadioFreaks.tv, baby.
Love Misty right Stone. Now.
She is a sweetheart.
She's got the voice and the body. Like, you know, I'd say, oh, I got a voice for radio and a face too.
Well, she does radio with James Bartolet.
No, she's
inside
great.
The industry.
So. I love it. I,
Hi,
when
this
she was on the show, I love
her. Hi, this is Kimberly Chi, and you're listening to the Radio Freaks at RadioFreaks.tv.
Kimberly Chi was somebody else that that James was repping. Very nice girl.
You saw everybody there.
Oh, yeah.
How it's much swag did you get?
Ron Jeremy's there. Just all sorts of people are there.
By the way, fans, listeners, I'm pretty sure while Brian was there, he got a few giveaways. I'm sure we'll be doing a few giveaways here.
I did, as a matter of fact. Tory Lane gave me one of her videos so that next time she's on, or I should say first time she's on, we're going to give away one of her videos.
Yeah. So, again, tell your friends. They like porn.
This is the place to get it.
Yes.
Oh, are we rolling now? Check mic, check mic.
Speaking of Tory Lane...
Oh, are we rolling now? Check mic, check mic.
Oh my God.
Has this thing been on the whole time? Okay, good. Turn
is she
it on
drunk?
Now. Hi, this is Tory Lane, and you're listening to the Radio Freaks at RadioFreaks.com.